Assembly sponsor Richard Gottfried, who has championed the issue of single payer for several years, says the bill, known as the New York Health Act, has now been amended. It will include coverage for long-term health care, including home health aides and nursing homes. He says the addition, among other things, would benefit women who lose income under the present system.
It often means that a family member, in our culture usually a woman, gives up a career, income, a large part of her life, to care for a family member. That is just not morally or socially acceptable, and the New York Health Act would put an end to that.
Although the measure has been approved several times in the Assembly, it stalled in the Senate, where until this year, Republicans controlled the chamber. Democrats now hold the majority, and Senate sponsor Gustavo Rivera says hearings on the measure will be held this spring. But Rivera says he does not expect the bill, which has fiscal implications, to be a part of the state budget package that's due April 1. He says that's not necessarily a sign, though, that the measure lacks support.
It is not bad that it is not in the budget. A complicated issue like this, certainly it has budgetary implications. But on something as complicated as this, I speak only for myself in this regard. I've always thought that complicated issues like this should not be dealt with in the budget. We should have a conversation outside of it where we can actually discuss it, go back and forth in the Assembly and with the governor, and not have to do it under a timeline of just April 1st.
A Rand Corporation study found that total health care spending would be slightly lower under the plan, but it would require $139 billion in additional state revenue to make the transition. And it said that employers would ultimately pay less money under a payroll tax in the measure than they currently pay to health insurance companies for premiums. Business groups disagree, though. They say the costs are closer to $250 billion. A coalition formed to oppose the measure called Realities of Single Payer calls it a $250 billion boondoggle and malpractice by lawmakers. Michael Crocker is with Unshackle Upstate, which is part of the coalition.
This is what amounts to the largest tax increase in New York State history. So when you talk about the costs are really unprecedented.
Crocker says, in addition, around 150,000 New Yorkers employed in the health insurance industry would lose their jobs. He says business leaders are not completely happy with the current system, but he says it's better to work with the existing structure that includes health exchanges under the Federal Affordable Care Act than to make big changes. And he says he backs a plan by Governor Cuomo to create a commission to figure out how to provide coverage to the 5% of New Yorkers who currently lack insurance.
That's a common sense approach to try to find a way to close that coverage gap and get more New Yorkers coverage.
Assemblyman Gottfried says the business group's predictions of increased expenses are exaggerated.
No thoughtful observer who has studied this topic agrees with those wacky numbers. They just make them up.
He says similar concerns were expressed back in the 1960s when the federal government initiated Medicare for older Americans. He says it's now a universally valued program. Governor Andrew Cuomo, asked about the measure in an unrelated news conference, says he doesn't think the state can afford to enact single payer all by itself.
Single payer, in theory, makes sense. In practice, I don't see how you do it without doing it on a federal level.
Cuomo says the Rand report indicates the state budget would have to be doubled in size to implement single payer, and he says that's even more of an obstacle now that the state has a $2.3 billion budget deficit. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.